Carrot Top interview on Space Ghost is pretty good too. Mm. Yeah. Dear Space Ghost, please blast Zorak. That was in the whole, like, hey, Hanna-Barbera, can we use your cartoons? Sure, no one's watching them anyways. And then they got mad. Harvey Birdman, attorney at law. Who is the man in the suit?
Did they just make those lyrics up on the spot?
Probably.
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert was in that show.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was Mentok, the Mind Taker.
Mm.
Yeah, it was good times. Last couple of tracks, for those of you who are interested, we had another Adolf Nomura, Golem, Star Trash, Trashy, Yesterday Never Happened, Wev, Background, Holy EXO, and yeah, another Yesterday Never Happened.
Ugh, I wish Yesterday Never Happened.
And we're now listening to Cyclopop, New World. It's just kind of a random mix, and I'll probably play this again when I'm on the bus home later tonight with my my pink Neko earphones.
Mm.
They were great. They actually sound pretty. You put them on. They
sound really good.
Yeah.
Everybody needs... It actually works better. I think it's... They're regular headphones, but they're... quality, the sound quality,
yeah,
is improved by the fact that it has cat ears.
Agreed. And I generally don't have the lights on at night, though. I'll put them on because then it looks kind of cool. I think I had them on when I met you.
Yeah.
But we were down in English Bay and it was good. We had some street shawarma.
Mm.
And we laughed at all the people on the beach.
Were we laughing?
Yeah, but then we walked down to Sunset. We weren't in English Bay, we walked down to Sunset. And actually, you took a wonderful photo. I have that on here.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and then a seagull passed by.
Bird up. Which was over there? It's easier to do with Finding Nemo. Mine.
Fun fact about Finding Nemo, when I first watched that movie, we had it on DVD and you could cycle between English, French, and Spanish. So we put on the French and it's à moi. Big shout outs to anybody who watched Finding Nemo.
Trouver Nemo.
And, you know, the... When there's the little prawn that decontaminates his dad in the tank, and then he, when they have what's his name, Marlin, go for the Ring of Fire initiation, and Jacques comes up and he's like, "Suivez moi," and it's like, "Huh?
Huh?"
And the, "Follow me," but in the French version, it's "Suivez moi," huh? "Suivez moi." Oh.
Oh.
Nice. Hey, have you ever watched Ghost in the Shell?
Yes.
Ghost in the Shell is really good.
Yeah, with Scarlett Johansson.
The live action movie.
I know, I didn't see that one, but I saw
it. No, that was the live action movie with Scarlett Johansson.
No, I saw the one without her.
Oh, the anime?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 1995 movie?
Yeah.
That one's good. I would highly recommend everybody, if you like anime, to watch... Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. Mm-hmm. It's very good if you enjoy like a mix of awesome action sequences and special ops and political thrillers. It's actually really, really good.
And Eastern European polyphonic music.
That's true.
Yeah. The other anime I would highly recommend is Garfield. Friends on the
Garfield
Farm.
Garfield and Friends. And Orson's Farm.
Orson's Farm.
Yeah.
Excellent anime. Yep. I don't think anyone's making any quality programming like that nowadays.
No. Especially with that intro. We actually were watching old cartoon intros just before we started here up at CGSF 90.1 FM. And we were thinking we should probably do a cartoon night one of these nights.
Who wasn't it? Cartoon Coover. Vancouver's only cartoon radio station. You know you can watch it on TV.
Garf,
right?
Coover. All Garf all the time. We actually have had... So there are two computers here at CGSF, and one of them has stuff, and the other one is mostly for just browsing and pulling up information. And on the desktop background of Computer 2, there's a Garfield thing, and it's the meme that's "you are not immune to propaganda." But we had, you know, we always want to make sure that people avoid dead air. So you should always have something on the radio because CJSF is 24/7. And so I photoshopped the Garfield meme to say "you are not immune to dead air." So that is a handmade meme in Microsoft Paint right here for you. And it used to say, shout out to DJ Alswa, Jacob Grudowski from The Arts Show on Thursdays, 5 p.m. It used to say, "you are not immune to Tracy Chapman's masterpiece, Fast Car."
Oh, nobody is.
No. "You got a fast car." Yeah, and I think the whole story was, is like, there was a performance and Tracy Chapman stepped in at the last minute and just knocked everybody's socks off. So definitely check that out. I'm sure there's a chiptune version of that.
We do chiptune fast car.
I'm sure if it hasn't been done, we probably should need
somebody
should
needs
do that.
To make that.
Agreed. I'm sure it could be done.
Nobody's
with like
nobody's immune.
The really bad Mario Paint sound font. Mario
I'd
Paint.
I'd buy that.
Mario Paint is pretty cool. Mario Paint composer.
You can only play in one key.
Really?
Yeah, they don't have any sort of chromaticism and.
Maybe not in Mario Paint, but I know in Mario Paint Composer you could. But
yeah,
you had
they
a,
have like
you
the
had
expanded version.
Yeah, and you were limited to blocks, so you had to do it in blocks and then like edit it together.
No,
but
it's not real Mario Paint unless everything's in C major. You have no choice in the matter.
One of my favorite Mario Paints was Bohemian Rhapsody done in Mario Paint. It's very, very good.
I like the pig one. Oink, 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 oink,
oink, oink. Oink. We got a little bit more time before 9 o'clock here. Of course, the show runs from 8 to 10 p.m. Thanks to everybody that's tuning in and everybody that's catching the show, you know, later as well, too. We're going to let this one play. This is a remaster version from one of my favorite artists, Martine, and this track is Vancouver. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I have Plastic Owl with me live on Vancouver FM.
Hoot, hoot,
hoot.
Hot mic coming through. I'm
Nice. Well, we'll talk about a couple of events here. It's not quite 9 o'clock yet, but we'll put some events in your brain for things that are happening that are related to the Vancouver sphere of influence. Scenes Sunset Hang 2024 on August 11th in Salem, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
We've also got Wonderment coming up in Victoria this weekend. If you find yourself
this
over
weekend.
There, it is. Yeah.
Oh. Well, we're going to be, you're going to be re-airing this next week.
I will be,
so
yes.
It'll be happening next weekend as well. Or no, last weekend.
Last weekend.
How does time work? It usually goes forward.
Normally there's a disclaimer for previously aired episodes, and I do try and make them as timeless as possible, but I do enjoy talking about the events that occur.
The year is 2024, by the way.
Yes. Anno Domini MMXXIV.
We don't use that anymore.
I do.
Oh, okay. Okay, Roman.
Your calendar system is based on Rome. Sorry, not sorry. If you want something fun, use the Buddhist calendar.
If I do Salonius,
the Jewish,
like,
calendar.
Greek? So what's a good Roman?
Seleucid? Oh, no, it would be...
isn't that Italian to begin with? Solo? Latin.
Latin would be, you could call them, you know, SPQR. Wait, no, that's just the Roman Empire. There's a retro video games night next week at the Macklin House, Coquitlam Heritage. So that's pretty cool.
Ooh.
Sober by Grave, Ghibli Jazz Orchestra.
Ooh.
Yeah. There's lots of cool stuff. And we'll talk about that up at the top of the hour for sure.
Is it Ghibli or Ghibli?
It's Ghibli, actually. Mm. Yeah, Ghibli. Studio Ghibli is how it's
Ghibli.
Actually said. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But Ghibli is how a lot of people in North America say it.
I get the cut of your gift.
What else? Air, Master Boot Record, Hans Zimmer Live,
Ooh, Hans Zimmer's coming.
Yeah,
to
Caribou is coming back as well too.
I like Caribou. He's got great lyrics.
Machine Girl.
Sun. Herbert playing in the background right now. Great track.
It is strong. And if you've watched the music video, it's pretty good too. It's a turtle moving very slowly over a whole bunch of model cars.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Shout outs to Monologue. He really liked this track when I showed it to
him. Shout out to Monologue.
Yeah, the Friday show here, the Observatory, from 10 p.m. until late.
L'Observatoire.
Wow. Named after
the Observatory.
Yeah, the Trottier Observatory here at SFU, which has a couple of cool things. Number one, a telescope. Number two, a cool tiled pixel calendar, January to December. Number three, multicolored lights that light up, as well as...
Have I ever been in there?
I don't know. I've been in there a couple of times, because during the summer they used to have observatory nights, and when it was clear, then you could go in and, you know, look at Saturn or look at Uranus, so I couldn't help myself. How about the Perseids? Aren't the Perseids coming up?
Oh, yeah, that's happening, coming up soon. I think it peaks on the 12th of August.
Perseid meteor shower, August 12th. You are correct. 10 points to Plastic Owl.
Once in a while.
Very, very nice. Cool. We'll let Herbert come out here, and then actually I'm going to play...
I'm not going to play Herbie Hancock.
I'm going to play one more Matthew Herbert track. This one is called The Movers and the Shakers, and then we'll continue onwards with our playlist here. And we'll take you to the top of the hour, and we'll talk about the news and all sorts of cool events happening around town. And you are listening to Vancouver FM. Nice.
Ah, we got it.
Hey.
I'm Mike, coming through.
Forest, cool stuff I found. That was actually one of the newer ones that I found. After this, before we get to the top of the hour, we're gonna play a little EP, and Plastic Owl and I are gonna go get some air because it gets toasty in this.
There's no air in here.
No, there isn't.
You are not immune to dead air. Step outside, get some fresh air. Yeah, it's good for you.
Yeah, dead air is not just radio silence.
It's actual air. I miss the old location with the windows.
The windows were great.
You remember Windows?
Yeah, Windows 3.1.
Windows 95.
Windows XP. I was a big fan of Windows XP. Windows 7.
You know, the first music program I ever used was Windows Sound Recorder. You can layer stuff on top of each other. You can edit. You can add echo. You can reverse it. You can change the speed. In a very limited capacity. Hmm. And so the first music that I was making when I was like 12, 13 years old.
Wow.
I would sample from CDs, and then I would make these loops with it. So I'd layer them on top of each other. So there's no going back. You would overdub it, like hit the record button while it's playing back. And then I would edit it and kind of make something out of it. And I wish I still had some of that stuff, because it was actually a really fun way to make music. Really primitive sampling. I bet if I heard it now, I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah, but it was the first kind of explorations. Mm-hmm. For me, it was Reason. Mm. I downloaded a cracked version of Reason 2.5.
Cracked.
Yeah. And then, I mean, before that, I had noodled around on piano for a little while. Yeah. But it's a completely different experience actually, like, producing music, you know?
I started with, I really got into Audacity.
Yes.
I still use Audacity.
We still use Audacity every day here at the station. There's actually a copy of Audacity literally open right now.
Hey, look at that. He's not lying. And actually, he just opened it up, put it on.
Look, there it is right there. There we are.
Record something. It's coming in really low levels.
It's because it's not the actual line in.
Oh.
Yeah, it's something else.
I don't feel like setting up right now.
I think it might be this one.
Hey,
nope.
Audacity. No. I don't know.
But speaking of recordings, if you want to listen to older recordings of Bitcoover, you can go to soundcloud.com/Bitcoover, and there are some older episodes there. I need to work on getting the archives up. I say that every week, and next year in Jerusalem, it's that kind of vibe to it.
We'll get there.
We'll get there eventually, yeah. The show's been going for 7 years, so there's been music on the air in some form or talk or capacity every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. And actually, one time I was flying back when I saw you in Montreal in 2019. Uh-huh. I bought internet on the plane and used my phone to schedule an episode.
Whoa.
While I was flying back. So Bitcoover has been scheduled.
Bitcoover, live from the air.
I'm sure it could be done. I bet it'd be awful, but honestly, with lo-fi, we kind of expect it. So.
Live from the air.
You can stream live through our services here at CJSF. Ooh. And if you want to learn how to host your own show, just come talk to us here.
Nice.
We are up on top of Burning Moon Mountain. It is just about 9 o'clock, right about